I've been asked to tell you that the following show is very scary, with stuff that might give your kids nightmares. You see, there are some crybabies out there, religious types mostly, who might be offended. If you are one of them, I advise you to turn off your set now. Come on, I dare you. Chicken! Hey.
In other words, this show contains mature content. Viewer discretion is advised.
Again, what I lack, I just rewind life, baby. brush up against his. She left it there, told him how she felt, and then they locked in a stare. They took a step back, thought about it, what should they do? Cause there's always repercussions when you're dating in school. But their lips met and reservations started to pass. Whether this was just an evening or a thing that would last, either way he wanted her and this was bad. Wanted to do things to her, it was making him crazy. Now a little crush turned into a like, and now he wants to grab her by the hair and tell her, I want to hold you close, skin pressed against me tight. Lie still, close your eyes girl, so lovely it feels so right. I want to hold you close, soft breath beating hard, as I whisper in your ear, I wanna tear you apart.
Clowns. Whenever we hear some fighting word, we like to
Good riddance with 12 Years Circus on Punk in Drublic, and I'm Allison Chains. Also in the Krakens with Boot to the Balls. She Wants Revenge with Tear Her Apart. And that's an oldie but a goodie. Not that old. Maybe about 10-ish years old, but I still dig that song to this day. And then kicking everything off, The Jolt with Deadly Supreme off their album 8%. I hope you had a good week, and coming up this week, really not much in our country, but below us, America, they're celebrating their Thanksgiving on Thursday. And then after that, it'll be interesting to see the circus called Black Friday. Yeah, I would rather not participate in that. I don't like crowds as is, and I don't really feel like being trampled on, all for the sake of some stupid gift that someone probably won't like in a few months after Christmas. So, yeah, no thank you. Besides, in Canada, I guess our deals really are nothing compared to what happens in the U.S. with some of the sales that they put on, and that's probably why they get the huge commotion. I mean, you can get electronics for dirt cheap, not just gifts and toys, but everyday things, big ticket items that people want to purchase. But still, I would rather not participate, and I want to see what it will be like this year. Will it be pandemonium like in years past, or maybe people are learning and will calm down a little bit? You know, you don't need to die at a Walmart trying to get a blender. No, thank you. But most of you who like to shop online, Cyber Monday, that's after. So who knows what internet servers will crash because of that one. But that one's a lot more safe. I'd rather have an internet site crash because so many people are flooding it for Cyber Monday than be trampled to death.